Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Bayou City Angler, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to the weather. A little more rain last night. I think I got more last night than I did yesterday morning. I got a lot of wind off that yesterday morning. Not a lot of rain out my way, but a lot of people got some much-needed moisture. All right, 65 down on the island this morning, a lot cooler, nice weather. Looks like a few showers this morning, with mostly sunny conditions for the afternoon hours. High of 79 today with north-northwest winds, 10 to 15. That rain chance this morning is about 30%, maybe a little bit, but looks like most of the rain is out into the Gulf. All right, looking at tonight, clear skies, low of 71, north winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, high near 80, east winds 5 to 10. And then we have that really nice front coming Wednesday or Thursday, whenever it gets here. It'll be welcomed. But looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We only have one of them. We have a low at 129 p.m. this afternoon. It's an 0.2. 7:28 a.m. is sunrise. 6:38 p.m. sunset. Moon phase, 15% visibility. Looking at current conditions. Galveston Channel showing a northeast wind at 10 to 18 miles per hour. Air temperature 65, water temp 79. So here we go, breaking below that 80 degree mark. And it'll only get better as the week goes on. Eagle Point, it's 64 over there with 76-degree water, a north-northeast wind 11 to 17 miles an hour. And Morgan's Point, it's 63 degrees with 77-degree water, a north-northeast wind at 7 to 10. Barometric pressure still below 30 inches. It's not on the rise yet. It's at 29.90 inches. So that's where we're at. All right, let's get to Port O'Connor this morning and check in with Captain Kim Golden and see what she's doing today. Good morning, Kim. How are you? What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm well. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better. It's Sunday. I love it.
It's Sunday. It's Sunday, and we have a punchy front on the horizon.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
rumor.
A good thing. That's the right rumor. Now, isn't
rumor,
that the truth?
You know?
It is. That is true. We're we've had a lot of good things happen this last week here. A lot of good fishing. I know that for me as a waiter with lures, that type of fishing that we've done this week, we've caught good fish. We're still working for them. Just a lot of. We still have a lot of water. Things are still spread out. Just having to cover some water to get what we're after.
Yeah.
But they're around. We're still waiting way up on shorelines. You know, we've got to have a little height if you're going to get anywhere near the drop off. And
the fish are
there. They're just scattered. A lot of smaller fish still mixed in with everything. Mm. So one cast might get you something really good, and the next one is, you know, might be a little bitty, and you know, just start the process over.
Yeah.
Weeding through it.
Same here, man.
But we've had good water movement, and our bait is thick. And we've got, everywhere I've been, I have no trouble seeing the type of bait I'd like to see still at this point. Had a little trouble connecting with some good reds waiting, and finally found some in an area that is available just because the water's high. Here in probably another couple of weeks, you wouldn't want to be anywhere around it. But we did stumble on that little bit of opportunity there and had a great time with it for 2 days. Paid off pretty good. I noticed not just in the bay and for waiting, but our bull reds are thick out at the jetties. I had a nice group of gentlemen fishing yesterday. We braved the wind and went out for a little while, and they had been at the jetties the day before and had landed 42 of the big bulls. They said their arms were super sore that day. I was visiting with another captain that had been a couple of days before out for state water snapper, and they caught some beautiful snapper, nice ones, really, really nice ones. So that time of year is coming too, when those better snapper come in sooner, you know, quicker.
Yeah.
So just kind of deep water to shallow water, there's still been some opportunity, a lot of good fish caught here. I had a little uptick in the quality of trout. I did see my heaviest trout last week was right at 4 pounds in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I was glad to see her had one just a little bit smaller than that. Those trout bite windows were there. They were not long. We'd be going along, picking one off here, picking one off there, and all of a sudden, bing, bang, boom, we'd mm-hmm. get into a little bite, but we didn't hold it very long. That's kind of the vibe I've seen.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of water yesterday morning? Man, our tides were really bulled up after that east and southeast blow we had, you know, for the afternoon and all night long. It put some water in here yesterday morning.
It absolutely did. The water here is level is so high. It's just really, really high. And as a waiter, that has certainly been a challenge for for the last, you know, since I guess it's been a few weeks now that we've had it.
Well, and you know, it scatters the fish. Everybody thinks just the opposite, like, man, this is really going to push them up in there mm-hmm. tight, and they're going to be balled up big time. But it kind of loosens them up, scatters them out.
It does. It does. There are a couple of days that I can't remember which. They were spread apart, but we had a couple of days where we just really had trouble, you know, just drawing a bite. It would be just short windows. And like you mentioned, having to almost remap this area every time I go out, trying to think of those areas that I think, oh, that looks really good. I wish more water was up there. We could fish more, and just trying to revert back to some of that structure. And it's been paying off. I see on a couple of days we fished for some box fish, some black drum and reds, and we kind of found the same attitude, even fishing that style for those anchored up, just short spurts and lots of smalls and picking through, you know, to get some for the box. It kind of seemed the same
yeah
thing, just the overall tone right now.
Well, change is coming.
Oh my goodness, a little punchy front, a little north wind to exit some of this water. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and it'll help, really, you know, wade fishermen be able to reach the structure that's, you know, on these drop-offs and places like that that you can't reach right now.
Yes, I figure if we're
you're getting that dilemma, you know, where, well, it's too deep to wade, but it's really too shallow to work them right out of the boat, and the wind's wrong for it. You know the drill. It'll drive a guy crazy.
It'll drive you crazy.
It will.
It'll drive you crazy. And the varying winds have been a lot of fun. So sometimes within one day we can hit all wind directions.
There's been a lot of variable winds lately, like you were talking about. If you don't like the wind at 10 o'clock, just wait till about 11, it'll switch. You can go try something else.
Exactly. And in between, it'll die out on you for sure. Just fun and games, you know, this time of year. But, you know, we all have to fish the same set of challenges. One thing that I saw shine, no matter the conditions and no matter how we were fishing this week, keeping a positive mindset is everything. Not letting it get to you. Sticking with the plan, sticking with what you know works, whatever that may be for you, and just hanging in there. It's just keeping that positive mind, you know, staying in the game, mm-hmm. staying in the right mindset. That can be a real challenge when it gets that way sometimes, but I do believe that snappier days are coming. My whole highlight for this week has absolutely nothing to do with a trout or anything of that nature, but we crossed paths with the biggest, big ugly I've ever seen to date on a trout rod in the back of shallow. And I'm telling you, he was sack of feed heavy, you know, like in the 50-pound range, looked like an absolute dinosaur.
Sack of feed heavy. Throwing a bag of corn up over your shoulder.
That's about the density. I'm telling you, right. He was in that 50-pound class. Absolutely enormous. And I'm still laughing thinking about it. I didn't think we'd ever get him landed, ever. But we did. It was something else. But I'll tell you, he's the biggest one. Still, I've seen a lot of big ones, but that one was huge.
Right.
Huge. And I think he was probably on his way somewhere else. But he passed through that little shallow slough and we connected with him. A lot of fun.
I bet he had his lips look like a bicycle inner tube. Listen. And when they get big, they got some big, huge lips, man.
That's a great analogy because I was struggling to find one for the lips. I wasn't quite sure how I wanted to describe that, but that's a good
boga,
one right there.
Opens wide enough for this thing here, folks. hand me that gaff. Oh, gosh. Creatures in the bay. Boy, we used to catch a lot of them up my way. Man, we'd have those in the summer, man. We'd be out deep working deep water slicks and mud balls, and you had to contend with a drum. You know, you could work these mud balls, and you could figure them out pretty quick. The drum were just stirring up the mud, whether they were crushing clams or, you know, rooting up crabs. And the trout and the reds would get on the edge of them. And you just don't throw in the mud, just throw in the clear water on the edge of it. And especially if slicks are prevalent. And, well, we used to catch some really big trout out of that. But invariably, you'd have that one person let that bait go down too deep. And then, man, it was big, ugly city. Nasty.
Well, gosh, he was quite the excitement for our day. Kind of fun. Not something that we usually catch a lot of. And at least not that size.
Yeah.
Wade. So a lot of fun. But that, as the man says yesterday, he said, this is what I love about saltwater. You just never know. And that's so true. You just don't ever know what you're going to see and what's going to be there.
Not at all. Amazing. That's a big surprise right there, trout and redfish, and somebody gets some big creature like that on.
In the same deal, and not two casts later, he got a nice flounder. I said, well, there's a mixed bag for you.
Well, you can tell he was working his lure deep. Flounder and drum. You might want to speed it up there a little bit, bud. Hey, you got time to talk some more? Let me knock this break out right quick, and we'll come back and talk some more if you got time.
Sounds good.
Is that cool with you? All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing lodge and destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other big events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:17 here in the Bayou City. All right, Kim, we are back.
All right.
Well, did you get any rain out of this weather, these weather events here the last couple of days?
We did get some. I think those north of us got a lot more, even a little bit south. But we did get a couple of waves of it that actually made it to land for some of our farmers and ranchers. So I know they appreciated that.
I'm telling you.
It's dry.
Very dry. But a lot of times, you know, especially in my backyard, when it's dry like this, our fishing's way better for whatever reason.
Yes. Yeah. I think our fishing, all of our fishing overall is fixing to get a whole lot more consistent. I can't say our fishing hasn't been good. We have been having to work for our fish a little bit, whether we were fishing for some box fish from the boat or fishing, you know, or out waiting. It's not been what I would call bad, but it's just fixing to get a whole lot better. I was thinking in my head earlier, cue the posts of, can we expect a dump here pretty quick? Cause it's coming. I hope I'm fishing when this water is leaving. I sure hope that I am.
Yeah, you pull a lot out of the back lakes and the marshy areas and all that, especially shrimp and crustaceans, all the whole nine yards, and the fish come with it, and then you can start getting your good sized schools piled up on the shorelines running bait, man.
For us now, we're covering a lot of water. You know, we're moving through a lot of water, so that change will be those days you could actually. It wouldn't be intimidating to walk back to the boat to get a snack if you needed one or something from it. It seems like now sometimes we're so far from it. I look back and think, my goodness, we've covered some water. So, but the days are coming where we might not have to do that.
Yeah, that'll make it nice when you pull your boat up on a shoreline, anchor up, jump out, and pretty much stay all day and catch fish all day long.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm curious to know if this front they're teasing with. I was looking at a little bit of wind orientation and the outgoing tide. It has potential to drop it. I just don't know what the timing will line up right or not. I hope it does.
Well, it's I'm looking at the extended forecast just for the Houston area, not even along the coast, but Tuesday, well, now they're showing Tuesday a north wind at 20.
What, early or later?
It doesn't say. It's just saying fall front. And
interesting.
Yeah, the next morning, 54 for a low, 69 for a high, with a north wind at 25. Then Thursday, north at 15. And then it tapers off north at 5 on Friday and then, you know, starts swinging back around to the south. So
sure.
We'll probably get that's a pretty good drop. So if it's saying north at 25 Wednesday in Houston, that ought to put us, you know, 30 or 35 on the coast. That'll dump some water.
That'll dump some water.
Yeah.
That'll dump some water. Might
be fine.
And the
water temps along with it. But
I think we're going to have to dust our waders off for sure.
It's showing Thursday morning 49 for a low in Houston. And
that's
Friday,
a big change.
49. 51 Saturday. Hey, here we go. Fall. I think fall's arriving if this thing holds true.
I think you're right. We're ready.
Yeah, I am.
We are ready.
It'll be time to put the waders on.
Yes. I've already dusted mine off and have them set out. Looks like we might actually need them at the end of the week if the forecast holds. So, gosh, it's just going to do amazing things for our fishing. I just can't wait.
Yeah, we'll get some good bait movement with this.
I've noticed, I think I may have mentioned this earlier too, as I've moved through the bays, and this is everywhere from, you know, back over the hard sand by the pass all the way back through the back lakes or the south shorelines. It doesn't really matter where I am. I have no problem seeing the right kind of bait. It's the system is just loaded.
What are you mostly loaded with? Y'all have a lot of mullet this year?
Right now I see, you know, of course what I'm seeing visually over the top of the water is mullet, unless I get lucky enough to see something, some fish put some pressure on. But right now we still have everything. The pin perch are voracious. You almost can't fish a little paddle tail without them, you know, finding a way to get it off. I caught a lizard fish the other day on a lure. That's the biggest one I've ever seen. I had no idea they even got that big. So all of that type of stuff that has floods in when the water warms up is still here, and it's full grown.
Man.
So
how big was that lizard fish?
He was big. He was probably I didn't measure him or weigh him of anything like that. I've caught quite a few of them, but I've never caught one that size. His had a whole mouthful of teeth. mouthful. I had to carefully get him off of there and send him on his way. And we can feel the tails of our lures get nipped just constantly. Nip, 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 nip. It also goes hand in hand with the bite. If I'm not, my tail and my lure's not getting nipped, I've noticed that I don't have much of a bite. As soon as that tail starts getting nipped, if I'm just patient, that better bite's coming. So I've felt it all week.
That reminds me of one time I caught one of those big old puffer fish. I set the hook in it and I go, man, I know I'm not on shell. I was working my lure up high, and then I'm reeling it in, and it feels weird, and all of a sudden I look out, and it floats up to the top. It swelled up about the size of a softball. I said, what in the world is it? So I just reeled it in while it like a balloon, and it was a big old giant puffer fish. Biggest one I'd ever caught. That was years back. It was crazy. It just floated to the top. It just blew up.
Oh, my gosh.
We do catch some weird stuff at times. You know, we've been catching a lot of small ling this year in the bay.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I saw that about 3 or 4 years ago. I'd caught a couple, you know, kind of over towards Smith Point and out around Ailey's. And I've heard of, well, Hillman's caught some. I've caught some other friends I have. You know, it's pretty cool to see those. And they're about foot and a half, 2 foot long.
I was just fixing to ask what size range when you say small. That's a nice one, especially to catch, you know, on lighter tackle. How
oh, yeah.
fun.
You go, man, what do I have here?
And that's fun.
You know, some of the things that come in and end up
Boy,
in our bays.
I'd sure love to connect with a few of those, Wayden. That'd sure be fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, we hadn't seen a lot of Spanish mackerel move into the bays this year like they usually do in the fall.
Usually
That's
late interesting.
September, all of October, you'll see some pretty good mackerel, schools of mackerel, you know, popping shad and glass minnows jumping, launching out of the water, you know, like kingfish do.
Yes. Yes.
And hadn't seen a lot of them.
I know we were talking randomly yesterday about different fish and the gentleman I was visiting with also agreed that the kingfish were not around this year. I mean, I don't target them, but sometimes with the opportunity, we're out there, we'll drag some lures around because it's fun. I was mentioning that I had not seen any. Of course, that didn't mean they weren't here. This means on the days that I was looking for them, we didn't find them. But he mentioned that they'd had the same experience. I don't know if it was that way all up and down the coast, but in years past, if you wanted to drag a lure around for a kingfish, it
was a no-brainer.
You get out in 40 or 50 feet of water you know, generally right areas, and it wasn't long before you had an offer. But this year, we didn't get many offers, and I didn't talk to many others who did.
No. It was most of the kingfish action I heard of this year was down south of you.
Down south,
you know, South
yeah.
Padre and Mansfield and, you know, all out that way.
Down there,
especially the jetties down at South Padre, they were catching them good, walking the rocks, throwing to them.
On the kingfish off the rocks, how fun! That's
yeah,
cool.
A lot of people you know, they look forward to that every year. But now kingfish catches, they've been off quite a bit the last 2 or 3 years. Really have.
I guess whatever they were after, they didn't have to go any further than that to get it. I don't know. They just didn't come in. Maybe they're out deeper. But that's interesting how those type of things come into play, but I hadn't really thought about it till we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it's another, you know, they have off years on those. You know, a few years back, everybody was talking about the Dorado, you know, chicken, dolphin, everything were few and far between. And this year they actually had a good run on them offshore.
Quite a few caught here too. If you could get out, when you could get out to them, they were willing. That's fun. I like to see that.
Well, it's I guess when do you go to Mansfield and start your winter wade fishing?
January 1st is the date that's circled as of now. I always think that I just would love to get there sooner, but sometimes it's by January 1st. I think I can confidently leave it at that.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Last year was incredible, and I'm reading the buzz about the overall feeling that they feel it's going to be better.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. I think you'll have a better year this year too.
I'm trying to, you know, I don't want to have that expectation because last year was absolutely incredible for me. If I had to hang my hat on that. On that year, if somebody said, "Well, that's the last year you're going to get down there," I think I could smile and be okay with it.
Right.
But to think that we could have a better one, there's going to be some giants caught. There's going to be, and I just hope that
I think so too.
That's where some of my anglers get to experience that as well. But I think we're just going to see some amazing fish put up from down there. I can't wait.
What was your biggest fish last year that you or your customers called?
You know, we had so many in the, you know, that 28 to 29 range, while we were blessed with some, you know, over 30. I hate to throw that number out there as the Holy Grail. We all know that it is, and because it takes away from those, you know, fat 28 to 29 fish that are incredible, absolutely incredible. To think that there would even be a hint of disappointment that you catch one of those and your fish wasn't bigger, that just doesn't exist. So, and every fish is not the same. I think probably one of the fish that stands out most to me last year in Port Mansfield was an incredibly, incredibly tough day of fishing. It was bluebird sky. There was so much dead grass in every sand pocket. The water reflected almost black. And you could just feel the void in the air. I don't know if you ever get that feeling. You step out to make a wade and it just feels, you can just tell there's no life. You know it's going to be a chore. You know you're gonna have to put your work in. Anyway, we had all worked every lure we could dig out of our arsenal, every which way we could think of, and you know, I saw a super nice one stuck. It was the only bite we had that day. And it was not the biggest fish we caught by any means that season, but it stood out to me as one of the most special just for the work that went in to get her to bite. So And sometimes, you know, I have anglers who've caught a lot of them and they just want to experience it, and they'll stick a fish in that upper, you know, 20 range and smile and pop the hook out and cut it loose and go get them another one and not think anything of it, all the way to the angler who's never done this before. And they think they know what it's going to feel like when they look down that line and see one, and then they do. And right. That's... gosh, you know, it's just the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever. But just, and I laugh a lot and talk about how I love to hear from my wade line, that's not a red. And sometimes there's an explicative involved.
<It's> a, you
know, I know as soon as I hear it, I just smile, because I'll they'll hook a fish and I'll hear them say just out of habit, oh, it's a red. Okay. We'll go in a little bit and all of a sudden I'll hear it. And I'm like, that's it. There it is.
Yeah, the big trout are real mysterious, man. They
very, very.
You know, it just depends on how you hook them, the way they fight, or if they're going to come up. And a lot of people have been fooled over the years, going, "Yeah, I got a bottom dweller, man. He won't come up." And I said, "Man, the way he's gliding out there and shaking that head, I think he might have a big trout on." Nah,
right.
Man, it's a red. I've caught a million reds. It's a red. It's digging
right,
deep. And all of a sudden. Here comes this monster up to the surface, and they just almost pass out, go, oh, my gosh.
Moments I live for. Yes, yes. I'll just
it's a red, it's a red. And then they catch their personal best trout of a lifetime. I love that.
But it's just that moment. In that moment when they realize it, it's that is I'm never going to get my first one again, but I get to see it again every single time that happens. And I don't know what the words are to describe it, but if it's your thing, it's a pretty special feeling.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing like big trout, man.
No. And you know, we get them knee deep to even, you know, thigh deep sometimes, or deeper, waist deep. I've caught them out really deep before, but I'll tell you what, those big ones that hit in that knee deep water, that's it. There's nothing. I mean, the show, it's everything. It's the full
show
package.
Is on.
The show is on. The
show,
show is
time.
On. So the
All
show
right.
I love to watch, but I sure like to, for Landon them, I like to keep their head low, but I sure do like to watch them shake it.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you want to put the grips on one, but hey, if you lose it, I mean, you got to throw it back anyway, unless you want
that's
a
right.
photo of it. And it,
that's right.
Cool stuff. All right, Kim. Well, hey, it was fun talking to you this morning. If somebody wants to come down to Port O'Connor and fish with you this fall and then check out some late winter wade fishing in Port Mansfield with you, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info. Yeah,
that'd be great. My website at portoconnorfishingtrip.com has all the information, easy to get to, has my contact information. Yeah, absolutely reach out. I'd love it. I've just finished revamping my website, so if anybody checks it out and sees a mistake or anything, let me know. But so everything is there.
All right. Well, you have a great Sunday, and I always enjoy talking to you, and good luck this week.
Thank you. Same with you, Mickey, and to all the anglers out there. I think you have a good end of the week, maybe even prefrontal, but definitely a good end of the week in store. So I hope everybody catches a lot of fish, and I will see y'all next time.
All right, Kim. Thank you. You have a good Sunday. All right.
Thank you.
See you. All right, it's Captain Kim Golden down at Port O'Connor. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, let's talk about that. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and not to mention their fantastic processing facility. You know, they're just second to none. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their smoked sausage samples while you're there at the store. You can try, see which blend you like the best. Take some home with you. They have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage. And they're now taking orders for pecan smoked turkeys. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird before they're gone. 11 to 13 pound average weight birds. That makes a meal for 8 to 10 people. And along with homemade stuffed pork tenderloins, jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, and check out their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. Their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round with rifle season coming up next weekend. Oh, man, get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs, all their different sausages, their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks, everything for grab-and-go snacking products. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go up to Conroe and strike up a conversation with the fish dude. I know it's kind of hard to do sometimes. Hey, Richard, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
You got the gift of the gab this morning, buddy?
Well, you know it, brother. You know it. There ain't no doubt. Goodness, I'll tell you what. But it's all good. It's kind of cool out this morning, 61 right now. So
yeah, it feels good. It's 64 down this way, so we're about the same this morning.
Nothing wrong with that. And I know we got almost 2.5 inches of rain over the last 24 hours. So that's,
man,
that's
I sat in my house watching all that lightning above me up your way, and it was moving northeast. I'm going, I can't believe I'm not going to get any of that. And then about, I don't know, around 11, I got a pretty good one. So I actually got some decent rain, believe it or not. How
man,
about that?
That's great. You know, and I've been checking out there in Llano, too. So they got a little bit of rain over in Central Texas. So it's going to help my oats out anyway.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, get them rascals popping right back up so it won't hurt my feelings getting ready for this opening weekend, especially since it's going to cool down a little bit and act like it's fall finally. But it's one of them things. So no, but this morning I got that tournament going on, so I decided to sleep in a little bit this morning, but see if we can't catch some of these rascals. These big green ones like I did the other day. Hopefully them rascals will bite this morning. So, you know, it's not much wind blowing right now. It looks a little bit foggy. So we'll see how all that works out. So, it's hopefully them rascals want to get hungry this morning. That's the main thing, you know, just catch a few of them. So give me five good ones. That's all I'm looking for. So, it's just one of them things where
4 or 5 pounders and a 10 pounder to boot, I think you'd be in really good shape. Like,
I guarantee it won't hurt my feelings at all. I promise you that.
Because 30 pounds would be plumb nasty.
It would be, and I think it's probably going to be what it's going to take too. Because them bigger fish have been trying to bite here lately. I mean, there's some guys that I'm fishing. There's some guys I'm fishing against that. Couple weeks ago they weighed in 4 for 27 pounds, so it's there's some big ones trying to eat a little bit out there right now. Just need to see if we can't find a few of them ourselves. And you know, that's one of them things with this weather change and these cold fronts and stuff like that. It kind of gets them fired up and doing a little bit different things. So you know, I'm hoping this spinnerbait bite kind of turns on this morning. You know, it's one of those things that every fall after these little cold fronts, I get me a little spinnerbait bite going. And it's, it's one of those deals where you throw it out there and just wake that spinnerbait and they'll just eat it alive. And I caught a few of them on it the other day, you know, nothing real major, but you know, some decent little fish. And it's one of those things where, you know, it takes a pretty significant front to come in and get that water temperature to start dropping. And you know, a little bit of wind blowing with it, which there's, you know, we had some wind yesterday and day before. So it's, hopefully it'll get everything fired up and going the right direction anyway. So I know there's lots of rabbits out this morning. So dang little cottontails are running around everywhere this morning.
Well, all I saw on my way coming in was possums and coyotes. Saw 2 coyotes and 3 possums. No skunks or coons or none of that. So.
Oh my goodness! I tell you what, that's something else. It's just one of them things. Then, all them critters are starting to move around a little bit right now with this cooler weather. You know, I noticed that quite a bit here lately, and with these fronts kind of coming in, they want to get to moving around instead of just laying around. So it's just getting everything back in the groove. And you know, you see all these cows and stuff like that laying in the shade a lot. They're starting to get out in the open now. And during the midday stuff, trying to warm up instead of cool down. So that's a good thing too. So they don't, you know, it's you know, I watch all these animals. You know, and the old timers always used to tell you, you know, if the cows are laying down, the fish ain't biting very good. And it pretty much holds true. I mean, I don't know why it is, but those animals, like if the cows are laying down, odds are the deer are laying down. The fish aren't biting very well. You know, you don't see hardly any squirrels or anything like that out, but all of a sudden you'll start seeing squirrels around, and the cows pop up and start wandering around and eating, and it's everything just starts getting active. So it's watching those animals kind of tells you a lot from time to time, you know.
I know, I do that. I'll be sitting out on the patio, and about mid-morning, the squirrels start going crazy, and I go, man, I ought to be fishing right now. They're biting.
That's it. You know it. I mean, that's the craziest thing, how every animal kind of acts and reacts according to the same time frame, you know, and it's just one of those things. It's just like out there deer hunting, you know. From what I've noticed, most of the bigger deer, you know, especially like on the full moon. I hadn't even looked at the moon phase cup for this coming weekend for hunting.
We're good.
But on a full moon, typically your morning hunt, your afternoon hunt are not very good. I mean, it's your midday hunt is usually your best, from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock is about right. Your best hunt on a full moon. Now, you get them out there early in the morning, and the afternoon hunt's usually not very wet, very good. But the midday hunt, that's when your bigger deer typically move, and I think that's pretty much for all moon phases. Your bigger ones typically move when that dang midday. I don't know why they do it, but midday from 10 to 2 has just always been kind of a hot time period for me seeing my bigger ones as I'm out there hunting. You know, granted, a lot of people are back in by then, but I'm one of those guys that, you know, from time to time, if I ain't got nothing to do, I'll sit in that stand all day long just to see what the movement's like, you know. And that's fun to get out there and do that. You know, sometimes you just kind of get bored after a while not seeing nothing. But for the most part, you start to pick up, you know, midday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., you don't see nothing. And all of a sudden, boom, 10 o'clock rolls around. Start seeing some action happening.
Second wave moves in, and they're usually more mature deer.
They normally are, you know. And then during the rut, you know, during the rut, that's totally different. I mean, you get
it's all
same time frames. Exactly. They run all day long. They will not quit. And that's a good thing, you know, to see anyway. But and I just enjoy watching them things more than anything. That's one thing gets me. I do more videoing when I'm up in the stand than I do anything, because I want to see them kind of move around and how they act and interact with each other and stuff like that, and just different trails that they follow through the woods and stuff like that. And you watch them, and they always want to choose the path of least resistance, like we do. You know, they don't want to go crashing through the bushes. They want a good open spot that they can go crashing through, or running down like a mowed out area, or even a trail that they've been running for years, you know, because it's all beat down and stuff like that. Especially out there in Central Texas, because you got them dang cactus everywhere. So they typically don't want to be getting all beat up by them cactus bushes, just like we don't either, you know. So that's one of those things where you get out there and kind of watch them for a little bit. You see all that stuff going on, and you think, man, they're just like we are. They, you know, just like fishing, you know, in the wintertime. A lot of people don't think about it, but in the wintertime, once that water gets cold, the fish want to migrate to the warmest area they can. Now, the warmest area may not be but a half a degree warmer than where they're at, but that half a degree is a lot, because, I mean, just like us, if we walk from outside to inside, if it's 65 degrees inside, we're walking in from 35 outside, you get in there and you can feel that difference.
It feels real good.
Yes.
You know, and I look for that a lot in the wintertime, once we get into that full winter pattern, and you can find a flat, especially over mud with some shell mixed in it, and you find, you know, 2 or 3 degree water temperature difference, you know, from the average in the bay, and that's where the fish will be. That's where the bait's at, and fish will be with it every time.
That's exactly right. You know, that's just like on Conroe and stuff like that. You know, you look for the rock, or you look for the bridge pilots. A lot of people don't think about those bridge pilots.
Put off heat when the sun hits it.
Yeah, they're just sitting there. They're just sitting there soaking up that heat, you know, the whole time that sun's beating on it, so it's just, they're just heaters going down into the water. That's the main thing,
that's
you know.
It.
So that, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It just creates that little heat, hot area right there next to it, and those fish will just stick right next to those bridge pilings. Plus, in the northwest bank, you know, always on the northwest bank.
Gets more direct sunlight all day long.
Correct, correct. Especially if you got some rock and stuff like that. You know, that's rock or concrete, and there's a lot of that around Conroe anyway, so you don't have to worry too much about that. But
we got them rocks in our bay now. We were talking, James and I were talking about that yesterday, all the rock we have now that they've put out around all these islands they built.
Yeah, stop that erosion. And that rock, you know, it'll help retain that heat, so you'll get some fish moving into it. So that's, you know, that's a good positive thing. That's just like I tell people when they're building ponds and stuff like that. You know, one thing you want to do is put you some rock in the pond itself. That way you've got you a heater right there built in. Plus, it gives them, you know, different areas where they can get in and out of and hide. The bait fish can hide from the predatory fish and stuff like that. And it just creates a better ecosystem when you have rock in your ponds and stuff like that. So it's that's one thing I've always watched when people build ponds and how they build them. And a lot of people just, you know, they build a really nice pond, but they forget to put any rock in there. And it's like, man, you have got the perfect spot. You just need a big rock pile out in the middle of it, you know. And it's it would be so much better for fishing anyway, because I look at everything from a fishing standpoint, you know. Granted, these people, a lot of them are just building them for watering cattle, but me, I still look at it from a fishing standpoint no matter what. It's them rascals, the fish are going to live in there, so you might as well make them a good habitat.
Right.
And, you know, if you got kids and grandkids also, you know, you get them out there, they want to catch fish too. So it's yeah, that's one of those convenient little places to take them is a pond in the backyard or in the pasture or whatever. So it's it's all, I just, like I say, I'm just ate up with it. It's going to be, I want to fish, I want to hunt, it don't matter. The hunting part don't last long enough, so that's a good thing. Otherwise, I'd be in the dang woods more than I was on the water. But it's one of those deals where I get my time out there in the woods and get to hunt and do all that good stuff. And I'm just curious to see what's going to happen this year, you know, after the rain we had over the summer to keep the grass up. And I want to see what that antler growth's done, because, like I say, I've not checked my cameras at all. I mean, I put cards in them about 2 weeks ago, and I've not been back to take a look at them. So I'll be headed up there probably this coming Thursday. I've got a trip. We're going to go see if we can wear out some catfish Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon I'm going to head over to Central Texas and get everything ready to roll and check card cameras and stuff like that, and do some selection of which ones need to be taken out and which ones need to walk. So
yeah, there
you go.
That's
the thing. So it's, you know, just ready to get out there and do that, and just kind of do my own thing out there. You know, when I get out in that part of the world, is everything slows way down. It ain't wide open like it is over here. So, but that's all right. This morning, I just need to catch me some fish. That's all I need. I need me 5 good fish, and I'll be good. So, it's it's one of them things. And this fog, man, I don't know how foggy it is, but we got this fog that's just hanging right above the surface. I mean, it probably isn't, I bet it isn't 75 feet up. And so it's right,
man.
There, hopefully.
Yeah,
I know. Hopefully it don't drop. That's the main thing. If it drops, man, it's going to be tough to see around the lake. So it's, you know, that'll put a little delay on when we take off, I'm sure, because that's one of the reasons why we're supposed to have this thing yesterday.
Right.
But the weather moved in and stuff like that, so out of safety, just keep, you know, get anybody from getting hurt or anything in that lightning and all that wind and all that good stuff.
Yeah, anybody gets struck by lightning and get nailed or anything.
No.
Wise decision.
No, I mean,
it's a lot nicer today, so that'll make it good for everybody. Uh-oh. Richard cut off. That's all right. It's time for a break anyway. We'll just go to break since Richard dumped, but if you're ever up at Conroe and want to experience the lake and fish around for multi-species, he's a guy, fish dude. All right. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and take our top of the hour break or listen to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.